You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we just thank God for another day, another beautiful day. It's overcast outside. I love this kind of weather when it starts to cool off because we've had a long, hot summer. And we just thank God for the rain that he's been blessing us with, because it's an inconvenience when you work outside. But the fact of the matter is we haven't had any real substantial rain in the last couple of years. And so even Lake Okeechobee and everything was low. And so this is a blessing. This is an answer to a prayer. So we have to look at it like that. Used to be a farmer, so I used to irrigate my crop, and it would do okay. But just one rain from the Lord, just one bountiful blessing coming from above would bless that crop, and it would just flourish. And so we thank God. We thank God for the rain. And it's just good to be here this morning. We thank God for another day. And we're going to rejoice and be glad in it because he's made it. And no matter what's going on around us, God is still in control. He sees everything and nothing slips past him. So we have to rejoice just because we're able to hear on this morning. We're able to see this morning. We have the use and the activity of our limbs. We were able to clothe our own self this morning, and we were in our right mind, and we just thank God for another day. And a lot of times we take it for granted, but we can't take that for granted. We got to use this time wisely because it's precious. Time is precious, and time is winding up. So we got to do what we need to do. And if you still here, are you under the sound of my voice? That there's an assignment, that there's a call on your life, and there's work to be done. Because the enemy can't take you until God says it's done, until God says it's time. He can't prematurely take you unless God say your work is done here. So no matter what he's doing, no matter what he's throwing at you, it won't succeed. He will not prevail. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church, the body of Christ, against the institution, the kingdom of God that he's established. So we don't have to worry about that. But he's coming with everything but the kitchen sink, because his time is short. And he knows his time is short. So he's trying to do everything he can to take all the souls to hell with him. But the devil is a lie, him and his mother-in-law. Because we going to speak truth to power. And those that don't know him going to be drawn by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord is taking me that way. First thing this morning, I just thank God for Jesus. Let us go before the throne of grace. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We bless you and we magnify you because of who you are. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. We lift you up on this morning. The word of God says that if I be lifted up, I would do all the drawing. I would draw men. So we lift up the name of Jesus this morning, because there's power in that name. There's no other name under heaven where man must be saved but the name of Jesus. Every knee must bow at the name of Jesus, and every tongue must confess. We just thank you, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you that you've allowed us to see another day. Father, we know that there's a lot going on in this world, but we're trusting you. We're leaning and depending on you. We will not be sidetracked. We won't look to the right or the left, and we won't take our hand off the plow. We're going to keep on keeping on. We're going to keep on pressing. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you for health and strength, Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that gives us the super on our natural, that allows us to do what we've been called to do, what we've been ordained to do, what we've been commissioned to do in this earth realm. Oh, Lord, we know that these earth suits get worn out sometimes. They get a little tired, Lord God. But we thank you that you're giving us strength, Lord, because when we are weak, your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Lord, and we just thank you right now that you are a divine healer, Lord. There's someone under the sound of my voice that needs you to touch him this morning, Lord, with your healing virtue. It, Lord, they're saying this morning if they could just but touch the hem of your garment. Lord, and they might not know you, but they're looking to you anyway, Lord God, drawn by your spirit this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up that you might do the drawing. Father, we just ask a special blessing on all those that are bereaved on this morning. Lord God, we know that people are leaving here at a high rate of speed. Lord, but our prayer is that they die in you, because they are blessed when they die in Christ. Lord, we just ask that your word just penetrate right now into the deepest, darkest crevices. Lord God, wherever they may be, let your word go in and accomplish what you set it out to accomplish, and it will never return to your void. Lord, we just thank you right now for the backslider coming back into the fold. Lord, we just thank you right now for someone coming saying, I yield, I can't hold out any longer. Lord, we just thank you right now for encouraging the saints. Continue to anoint them, Father God, to strengthen them, prop them up where they're leaning and build them up where they're torn down. Lord God, give them the strength to keep running the race. Lord God, they might be able to see what the end is going to be. Lord, we just thank you right now for continuing to bless this radio station, Lord God, the owners, the management, the technicians, the men and women of God who make it happen in here. Continue to bless them, Lord God. Give them everything they need for the vision. Give them provision for the vision, Lord God. We know that you're going to meet the budget quickly. Lord God, we thank you because we put our trust in you. Our faith is in you, Lord, because all our the currency of heaven is faith. And we have faith as the grain of mustard seed on this morning. Lord, and we believe you, and we receive everything that you got for us, Lord. We know that you're going to do it in your time, Lord, and we thank you. We thank you in advance. Lord God, continue to anoint them to carry out the work that you've given before them, to run this race with patience and endurance. Lord God, we thank you for every man and woman that come through this place, Lord God, teaching, preaching, ministering, fivefold ministry, laymen, everyone, the psalmist, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you for your word going out over the airways, Lord God. And we bind the hand of the enemy that would try to bind the minds of your people not to receive this word, Lord, that the seeds of the word will not fall on rocky ground or sandy ground or hard ground, but it will fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people, and it will germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. We just thank you right now for your word, Lord God. We bless you. We magnify you. Have your way, Lord God. In your word, it says that in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Lord, we need you to hear from heaven, Lord God. We need you to draw them by your spirit, Lord God. We need you to heal this land, Lord God. We need you, Father. We need you like never before. We need a touch from you, because no man or woman can fix it. Only you, Lord. And we know that if it's your will, Lord God, and we know it is your will, that you will save souls, Lord. You will draw by your spirit, Lord God, that, that all will be well, that we will be in your perfect will. Father, we just thank you right now for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. Just have your way, Lord Jesus, over these airways. Speak, Holy Spirit. Think through me. Speak through me. You in charge. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And we just thank God for another day. It's a blessing. And this morning, we're looking at Galatians 6 and verse 9. And I may touch on verse 10, too, a little bit. So I'm going to read both of them. And I'm going to expound on them a little bit. And I'm reading for the King James Version, and it reads as thus. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the apostle is encouraging the hearts of the Galatians. And that's how the Holy Spirit had me to start off this morning, with a word of encouragement. I love this verse. This is one of my favorite verses. I love this verse. I often quote it to myself. Because when you're in the ministry, when you're on this battlefield, we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. So we have to endure as a good soldier. We have to endure hardness as a good soldier. And we have to be encouraged even when we don't have no courage. We have to be strengthened when we don't have no strength. And we have to be mindful that there's work to be done. And we have a war to fight. We have a war that's already been won. And these little day-to-day battles, Jesus already has the victory. He's already won the war. He went down and took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. So we already have the victory because we are praying and ministering and preaching and teaching and just walking by faith from a sovereign place, from a sovereign kingdom, because Ephesians says that God has made us to be seated with Jesus in heavenly places. So if we're seated and Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, that means the work is already finished. The work is already finished. We just have to walk it out. And so if he's made us, if he made us, we're made in his image and after his likeness. So we are representing him. We're his ambassadors, his priests, and his princes and his princess in this earth realm. We're his kings and queens in this earth realm. So we are representing the kingdom of God. So we must repent and turn from our wicked ways. Turn from what you're doing wrong. Turn back to him. And he will hear from heaven and heal our land. We need a healing. There's no love. There's no love. We running around here trying to grab all we can grab and hating on one another. And like my name, Jimmy, gimme, 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 gimme. I'll take all you can give me. No, it's not like that. We are to give. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And because of who God is, our Father, he is love. He sent his only begotten Son to die for us, that we might be saved. So we have to be mindful that it's not about us. It's about all those souls hanging in the balance that we need to lead to Jesus. We need to point them to Jesus. Whenever he works, whenever the Spirit moves, it's the Spirit. It's Jesus moving by his Spirit through us, in us, that people will glorify him. They will come to him. They will be drawn to him. We can't point them to ourselves. We can't take none of his glory. All glory belongs to God. We can't take his glory. It's only by his Spirit working through us that we're able to do things. And it's not us, but it's him. We're not even our own. We've been bought with a price. We belong to Christ. We belong to Christ. And this temple, if you're born again, if you're a born again believer, this temple, this body, this earthen vessel that's only for here, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So we have to be mindful. There's souls hanging in the balance, and the enemy's trying to wear us out. He's trying to wear us out so we don't have the strength and the energy, and we don't have the courage to step forward and tell them what thus says the Lord, and pray for people and intercede for folk and lay hands on them, and they will be healed, delivered, set free. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit working on the inside of us, we got to tell them the enemy comes to wear us out. And that's what this is the Apostle Paul was telling the church at Galatia. Look, let us not be weary in well doing. And sometimes you get a little tired, you know, and you get tired of being sick and tired. And you feel like the words that you're speaking, and they're not your words, that the word of God, we would hope that you're giving the folk the word of God, that you feel like it's falling on deaf ears. And there's no, you can't see a change. But like I said, I used to be a farmer, and I'm still a farmer at heart. Because as long as the earth remains, that's going to be seed time and harvest. And what you're doing, you're planting seeds. You're planting seeds, and that seed don't pop up overnight. It take a little while for the seed to pop up. So it's seed, it's time, then it's harvest. So once that seed germinate and come to life and push up through the earth, you got weeds coming to attack it. You got all kind of stuff. The sun is drying it out. The sun is good for it. For photosynthesis, but you got to water it too. So if not, the sun would dry it up. And you put fertilizer in the ground when you first start for the seed to come up. But once the seed get up and it's pulling the nutrients, you got to add more, and you got to break up the ground on the side. You got to break up that foully ground, that hard ground on the side where it done got packed by the weather and tractor going down through there, whatever, it gets packed, so it needs to breathe. It'll take off when it breathes, so you have to break up that fallow ground and put more fertilizer down there where them feeder roots can run out there and grab it. So, but it's seed time and it's harvest. So we have to run this race with endurance. Yeah, it's not given to the swift, but him that endures to the end. This right here is a journey. And that's why we have to be thankful for every day that God gives us breath, his breath, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Ruach, the breath of God, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit down on the inside of us. Every day he allows us to breathe his air, not our air, but his air. We are to be mindful of the assignment that is before us. And we can't get sidetracked. We can't get entangled with the cares of this world. We can't let it pull us down, get bogged down with all this other stuff, all what they say. Who is they anyway? On social media and TV and the television, it's going to tell you a vision, but it's not what vision God give you. So we have to be mindful of all these things, that the eye gate, the ear gate, the mouth gate, all this stuff that allows the enemy access. These gates, what you hear and what you're seeing, what you're saying, because it allows you, give the enemy permission to come in. He don't have no authority over you except for what you give him. And you give him because you open up gates and portals, gates and portals and doors. You open them up with certain things you see and hear and say. So we have to be mindful of that. And let us not be weary. Don't be weary in well-doing. Keep doing what's good. Keep doing what's right. Because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He has justified us just as if because we have faith in Jesus, because we believe in Jesus, because we put our trust in Jesus. We have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Huh? For in due season, God's appointed time, that Kairos moment, huh? There's judgment coming. And if you are born again believer, you're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And you're going to be rewarded for the works. You're going to be rewarded for the works that you've done in this body. For what you've done in this body, huh? The sins of omission and commission, what you did and what you didn't do. And submission, what you allowed others to encourage you to do that you know wasn't right, huh? That you've been influenced and persuaded. So in due season, you're going to reap just like I was telling you about the seed in due season. But you got to keep running the race. You got to keep putting in the work. You got to keep doing the work. Huh? You got to equip the saints for the work of the ministry and the edification of the body of Christ. You got to put in the work while you're waiting on the harvest. Because if you don't put in the work, there ain't going to be no harvest. Yeah. In hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. If you're not doing what you're supposed to do, and you not receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you ain't going to make it in. And don't let them trick you and tell you ain't no such thing as hell. That when you close your eyes, that's it. No, when you close your eyes, that's the beginning. For the born-again believer, we go to sleep. Huh? Into that trunk. So, yeah, we shall reap if we faint not. You can't faint. You can't give up. You can't throw in the towel. You got to be like Jeremiah. Jeremiah wanted to quit. He wanted to throw in the towel and give it up. But he said the word of God was like fire shut up in his bones. That mean it become part of him. You know, and that's what the word have to do for us. It has to get down in our spirit man, our spirit woman. It has to become a part of us, part of our DNA, because that blood of Jesus have to be flowing through our veins. The Holy Spirit living in us. We have to be Christ-like. We're representing Christ. And that's the whole goal, to be transformed into his image. Huh? Be transformed into the image that we were created in. We have to be who he's created us to be. So, but we can't faint. We can't throw in the towel. We can't give up. We got to keep on running. We got to keep on running. We got to keep on striding. We got to keep on pressing. The Bible says that having done all, to stand. And sometimes you have to stand through trials and tribulations. And right now, there's a lot going on in this world. And if you're not a born-again believer walking by faith, what you see and what you hear and what you feel will make you give up. But you got to know that you know that you know that you serve a God that is in control of everything. And no matter what's going on, if you are born again believer, it's all working for your good. For we know that all things work for our good, for them that are the called and that love the Lord. We are the called according to his purpose, and we love the Lord. So it's working for our good. So don't throw in the towel. And I'm ministering to myself, because the word has to minister to me first. I told you, this is one of my favorite verses. And I often encourage myself, just like David had to do. I have to encourage myself in the Lord. And this is one of the scriptures. And another scripture I use a lot when the enemy is attacking. The enemy tried to take you out. He's trying to destroy you. He's trying to kill you. He ain't playing. So we have to strengthen ourselves and encourage ourselves and build ourselves up in our most holy faith. praying in our heavenly language. But this word is what's going to strengthen us and build us up in the spirit so we can walk in the spirit. And that's Isaiah 53 and 5. He was wounded for our transgressions, but he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That's naturally, that's physically, that's spiritually, that's mentally, emotionally, financially, psychologically. Whatever you want to put in there, you are healed with his stripes, because the stripes on his back cover every division of everything that we will go through. That's why he walked on this earth, so he can identify. We have a high priest that can identify with what we're going through. So therefore, with his stripes, and I stand on that. That's the firm foundation. I stand on that with his stripes, no matter what the symptoms are, no matter what the diagnosis is, no matter what the prognosis is. I stand on with his stripes. We are healed. That's past tense. It's already done because of the finished work. This finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. It's already done. It's already done. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. We should do good to all men because we're representing Christ. We're representing Jesus. We're the only Jesus a lot of them will ever see. They will ever see. So we have to do good to all men. Do good because we are representing. So if they don't see Christ in us, they're not going to be drawn to the kingdom of God. They're not going to be drawn to Jesus. So that's why they're not coming in, because they don't see no difference in the world than inside the sanctuary. You know, we call it the church, but it's a sanctuary. It's a gathering place that we come and we get equipped to go out. We get equipped because we are the church, but they don't see no difference. So we have to be mindful of that, huh? And as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. We see more fighting in the church, the sanctuary, the gathering place. We have to have love because God is love. And if we're his offspring, we should show some signs. There should be some love. So we have to put aside our selfish ambitions, huh? And me, my foe and no more. No, we have to be mindful of the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. It's not about us. So we have to show some love. That's how they're going to know we his disciples, by our love one for another. And if there's no love in the gathering place, there's no love in the sanctuary, then the people ain't going to come. And that's the sad truth. But just remember, we love you. We're praying for you. Keep the faith. And until next time, be blessed. Hallelujah. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust them at
all times. Hi, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie, and I invite you to listen to Spirit and Truth every Saturday at 12:30 right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Listen, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. I'm telling you, you wouldn't be disappointed. God will meet you just where you are.